Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's podcast, I'm joined by former Colgate and Penn State women's hockey player, Elrai McKay. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Elrai, and how's everything going?
Good. Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
Well, I'm excited to have you on, and obviously you graduated college a few months ago, so how's that been like, and just how's your summer been overall?
It's been good, been busy. I actually took a trip to Spain and Portugal right after graduation with two of my Penn State teammates, and now I've just been working, so been good.
Nice. What's Spain and Portugal like? I've never been there before.
They're pretty cool places. We didn't get to hit any of the beaches because it wasn't too hot out yet, but we got to see some of the different cities, so that was awesome.
I'm assuming you went to Lisbon and Madrid and all those places, right?
Yeah, we hit Lisbon and then Porto, Portugal, and then Madrid and Barcelona.
Nice. Well, I recently saw that you just signed a pro contract in Europe, specifically Switzerland. So I just want to ask, how did that come about, and what made you want to play pro hockey in Europe?
Yeah, so playing in Europe professionally has been something I've been thinking about since high school, I would say. So definitely been on my mind the past couple of years in college. And so this past season, I looked into that and started reaching out to coaches and would answer coaches when they'd reach out to me, and just tried to find a spot that fit in a team that I knew I could come in and contribute to. So it ended up working out in Switzerland.
Is there going to be any adjustment between playing hockey in North America versus playing hockey in Europe? I know the ice is bigger, so how do you sort of work through that adjustment?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really mentally thought about that yet. I'm assuming there will be some sort of adjustment. I assume that some of the players there are going to be more aggressive, just different style of play wherever you go, but just going to kind of take it as it comes. So excited.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited for you as well, so can't wait for that. But I kind of want to transition and start off the pod just talking about sort of the beginning of your career and working all the way up to where you are today. So from the research that I did on yourself, it says that you're from Brookfield, Wisconsin. So talk about growing up there and how did you start playing hockey?
Yeah, so my dad played hockey growing up in Toronto. So him and my mom really wanted my sister, brother, and I to learn how to skate at least, and then kind of took off from there. We did a lot of different sports growing up, and I guess hockey just became the one we really wanted to continue. And my sister and I played soccer in high school and stuff like that. So definitely athletic kids growing up, and just fell in love with hockey. And growing up in Wisconsin, it's definitely not as big of a hockey market as Chicago or Boston is, but it was kind of a cool, close-knit community between the female hockey players there. So that was really awesome experience.
Who was your favorite player growing up? Was it someone in the NHL or was it a women's player on the national team?
Yeah, I mean, I always loved watching the U.S. women's national team, and players like Hillary Knight and Megan Duggan, who played for the Badgers, were always so fun to watch. I also did grow up watching the Blackhawks, so Patrick Kane was my favorite player to watch growing up.
Nice. Are you excited to see Bedard with them? Probably next year. I know he hasn't been picked yet, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be the number one overall pick.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I kind of fell off the Blackhawks train the past couple of years and have enjoyed watching the Toronto Maple Leafs, but I'm excited to see the team kind of get back to where it was when I was growing up.
Well, before college hockey, you played for three teams, the Milwaukee Admirals, Naha, and the Chicago Mission. Talk about what it was like playing for those teams and just the experiences that you had with them.
Yeah, so like I said, growing up in Wisconsin, it was an awesome experience. Grew up playing on the same group of the same team with the same group of girls for a bunch of years. So that was awesome to just bond with them and go to all those weekend tournaments. Like, those are some of my favorite memories. And then during high school, my sister and I moved and played at Naha in Vermont. And that was mainly to get some more college coach exposure and see some of the East Coast schools and find a way to play Division I hockey. And then our senior year, we played at Chicago Mission, and that was a really great team to play on and just prepared us for the pace of play that college hockey brought. So I think those three experiences were really well-rounded and prepared us for the next level.
Do you have like a particular memory with one of those teams that stands out to you the most when you look back on it now?
I mean, those were all such different experiences. So growing up as a little kid, getting to miss school on Fridays to go play for the Milwaukee Junior Admirals, that was awesome. And then at Naha, just living with your teammates in a new state, that was pretty cool as a 14-year-old. And then Mission was obviously so fun because they're such a well-known team, and we got to play at a lot of cool tournaments that year.
And how did those experiences help prepare you for college hockey? Because obviously with Naha and the Chicago Mission, you're going up against and playing with other D1 commits as well.
Yeah. So again, like I said, it was a really well-rounded set of three different teams we got to play on. And we just got exposed to so many different players and styles of play and coaching. So I think that prepared us for some of the different things that we would come across in college hockey.
Now, talk about your recruiting process with Colgate and what made you want to go there versus other schools you might have looked at.
So when I was in the college recruiting process, my sister and I planned to play in college together, and we really wanted to find a program in school that had the chance to win a couple trophies throughout our time, and then also a really great academic school. And Colgate kind of fit that mold for us, and we're really happy with the decision we made.
And like you mentioned, you got to play with your twin sister, Delaney, when you were at Colgate. Just how special was that for you and your family? And what was it like being your teammate in college? Is it sort of different than being your teammate in those junior teams that you played with?
Yeah, so it was a really fun experience. I mean, it became kind of a family experience. Our parents got to come to a bunch of different weekends, and they didn't have to split up to see us play. So that was awesome. And just big Colgate fans.
Yeah.
The last 4 years.
Was it weird not playing with her last year? I don't want to jump ahead a little bit, but I was just curious about that.
Yeah, it was definitely an adjustment, but I think it gave us new experiences playing on separate teams and then getting to cheer for each other. I know I got to go to her first game in her new rink at Sacred Heart, and like I was on the edge of my seat watching that game, and it was so fun because obviously I'm her biggest fan. And then she got to come to our CHA championship game and then NCAA tournament game, and I know she was so excited, and our biggest fan too, so that was fun.
Are you the oldest or youngest twin?
I'm older by 2 minutes. So
nice. Do you ever sort of tease her about that though?
A couple times, yeah. That slipped out, definitely.
What was like sort of the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey? Was it the speed of the game, the physicality, or just sort of the less time and space with the puck to make plays?
Yeah, I mean, all of those are definitely adjustments. The pace of play was definitely a huge one. And then just generally adapting to playing at a higher level and also a higher academic level. Those are time management adjustments and stuff like that.
Now, during your freshman year, your team won your first ECAC playoff series and then lost to Clarkson in the ECAC semifinals. What did you take away from your team's performance that season, and how do you think it helped your team build for the upcoming success they were going to have from your sophomore year to your senior year?
Yeah, that was a really great experience my freshman year, and definitely a learning curve. That was a fun experience to be a part of, making that ECAC tournament. But then I think the result isn't what we kind of were hoping for and worked towards. So, and we found out later that we were only 1 point away from an at-large bid for the NCAA tournament. So I think it just showed us how close and that pool is of teams, and then how every game matters during the season. So you can't take one game for granted.
Now, you guys faced a lot of adversity to get to where you guys are today. It started off during the pandemic because it obviously created a lot of challenges for your junior year. With less sort of inconsistent schedule, no fans in the stands, stuff like that, and only playing against three other teams. I think you guys played Clarkson like 10 times that year. So how did your team sort of handle those challenges and adversity? And just talk about how that sort of helped your team bond together a little bit that year.
Yeah, junior year was definitely a challenging year in a lot of different ways, but it was also kind of a new and exciting experience because there were no distractions and we came to the rink and were just happy to be there because it wasn't always promised that we would get to go to the rink. So yeah, and like you said, we played Clarkson like 10 or 12 times. So we were on a bus on a Friday to Clarkson and back that same night, and then they came on Sunday to play us. So it was definitely a different experience compared to my first two seasons. And I think we were just thankful that we did get to have that experience because some other teams, especially in our league, didn't get to play that year.
And you guys won your first ECAC championship that season, beating St. Lawrence. Talk about what it was like winning that trophy for the first time.
Yeah, that was really exciting and just felt like all of our work and sacrifices that year had paid off. And that was the program's first outright and regular season tournament and tournament championship. So it was really rewarding experience and kind of started that wave of excitement and expectation that we were going to win league championships every year.
You then had your first tournament experience playing against Minnesota Duluth in a hard-fought game where you guys lost in overtime, 1-0. What'd you learn from your first tournament experience playing in that game? Only thing I really remember is how good Kaylee Osborne was, and it was a great goaltending battle between her and Emma Soderberg.
Yeah, that was a really exciting tournament to be at. It was our first like travel trip of the year, so we were really excited, and I think it just showed us, since it was a lot of our first NCAA tournament games, that the competition in that tournament is really close, and you're not just going to get away with pounding a team. And every NCAA tournament game I've played in went to overtime. So obviously that was the start of that and just showed how tight the competition is.
Now, during your senior year, Colgate was one of the best teams in the country. How did you guys sort of handle the pressure of being a ranked team and maintaining consistency throughout the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was too much pressure from the outside or anything like that. We just had really high expectations for ourselves as a team, and we knew where we wanted to go. We wanted to build off the previous year and take it farther. So that was kind of what we were working towards. We had some high goals.
And in your senior year, your team got to go to Nashville. I want to ask you about that experience. What was that like? Because it seemed to me your team had a lot of fun, especially with the pregame outfit photos that I saw. I thought you and Danielle Sardakny really looked super awesome with your cowboy hats on. So just talk about that experience in Nashville and what you took away from that.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Nashville was definitely one of my favorite weekends from playing at Colgate. And all of our families got to come, so my whole family was there, and that was an awesome experience. And I had never been to Nashville before that weekend, so it was really cool to see a new city and then play in a new city. And those games were really competitive, some of the most competitive in my career, so that was really fun weekend. And we obviously won, so that made it a lot more fun.
Did you get to play the guitar after you guys won?
Of course, yep.
That's awesome. Is it still in Colgate right now, or do they have to give it back?
Yeah, I think it's hanging in the lobby at Colgate.
Nice, nice. Well, if I ever go there, I got to check that out, because that's probably the best in-season trophy, in my opinion. It's just the guitar. So now you guys won your second ECAC championship, beating Yale in overtime your senior year, but then the very next week you lost to them in the national tournament. How did you handle the roller coaster of emotions of that week, and how have you sort of reflected on those games in the past year?
Yeah, so beating them in the first game in that ECAC championship was really exciting. I mean, we had a really close game with Quinnipiac the day before, so it was just felt really rewarding to win that ECAC championship, because it was the first ECAC championship that we had won with all of the teams in the league, so that was exciting. And then going into that next weekend, we were obviously really excited and to try to take it a step further from what we had done before. And I had never I still have never made a Frozen Four, so that was always an end goal for me. And we obviously didn't get there, but I think just reflecting, stuff like that happens all the time, and we're just thankful that we did push for an ECAC championship and we did get that. And obviously we wanted more for ourselves as a team, but sometimes you just got to look back and be proud of what you did do. So
And you then after that season decided to use your extra year of eligibility and go to Penn State. What led you to make that decision to go to Penn State, and how does that whole process work?
yeah, so I initially kind of knew that I wanted to try something new, and Colgate doesn't have a ton of master's program options, so I knew I wanted to progress my academic opportunities as well. So I began looking at various schools, and Penn State was always at the top of my list. I wanted to try going to a bigger school, and they have a really good business school, so I got to do a 1 year MBA, which was awesome. And so I just reached out to coaches, and then we chatted. And honestly, it's pretty similar to your normal college recruiting process. I would say it's more condensed, and people have seen you play already from playing against you in college. So a little bit different, but overall same outline and stuff like that. So I talked to the Penn State coaches and had visited before I committed, and then it all worked out. So
Was it weird playing Colgate last year at Pagula? I feel like it would have been obviously weirder playing in Hamilton, but it must have been weird playing against some of your former teammates that in that series.
yeah, it was definitely a little weird. I mean, I think I was more excited about it. Like when I was recruiting or doing the recruiting process, I knew that that was going to happen, and I had talked to both Coach Fargo and Coach Campersall about it, and everyone seemed excited. So what's not to be excited about playing your old team and having fun out there? So that was fun. But yeah, sure, a little weird.
Now, one cool thing your team got to do this past year was you guys got to go to Vegas. What was that experience like for you? Because it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, similar to the Nashville experience, going to a new place and or playing hockey in a place you would never expect to play is so much fun. And getting to tour around the city, I had been there before, so I didn't feel like I had to go and do everything like you would when you're going to a new place, but it was really fun still. And the arena that we played in, where the Vegas's AHL team plays, is awesome, and that was so much fun. And obviously the competition was also really strong too, so really fun weekend.
Now, Penn State finally won their very first CHA championship, beating Mercyhurst. Talk about that game from your perspective, and what was your reaction when Julie Goff finally scored that OT winner?
Yeah, so that had obviously been our main goal for the season. To be in that game and win that game and make our first NCAA tournament appearance. So getting to that day was, it took a lot of hard work, and we were all really excited. And I know I was looking forward to that game all season. So once it finally came, I think we were all ready to go, dialed in, and just not going to let anything get in our way of getting that trophy. So it was a hard fought battle, and took a lot through that game, but it was a really exciting and fun game, and the atmosphere was awesome. Like the amount of fans that showed up and amount of people supporting us through social media or whatever was awesome. And then in overtime, when Julie scored that goal, like I was so excited and just threw off the gloves right away, and couldn't be more happy for that program and everyone who had worked hard for that program before us and throughout the season. So
Yeah, just talk about what that championship meant to the team and the program, because Penn State in the previous years were so close to getting there, but unfortunately couldn't get the job done. So just sort of finally accomplishing that, and like you said, showing the off the hard work that the players before you did to make that happen. What did that sort of mean to the team at the time, and just all the alumni and coaching staff?
yeah, I mean, I think that championship meant everything to that program. Like it had slowly been building up to that for the past couple of seasons. So to finally get that, I think just starts a new wave of we got to keep doing that and kind of keep improving and make waves to do more and put Penn State on the top five list of programs to be at. So it's pretty cool.
Now you got to play in your third tournament game against Quinnipiac. Even though you lost that game, what did you take away from just that experience being at Ohio State, especially playing in a three overtime game? I'm assuming, I don't know how you guys sort of handled that after the second overtime. That's definitely a lot of calories being burned. So just talk about, I guess, that game from your perspective.
Yeah, so, I mean, playing in any NCAA tournament game is always something to be proud of, and not many people get to do that. So we were excited and happy to be there, but also we wanted to win that game. So we were preparing for that. And then, yeah, it was a battle. And between overtimes, you just kind of got to find a way to like fuel yourself and get ready and prepare for what's to come and kind of make that push to try to get a goal. But it was unfortunate that we couldn't get that win, but I think everyone was just proud of what we had done and kind of, again, like I said, set that expectation to be there the next year. And I don't think I've ever been more tired after a hockey game, so it was a good way to go out. But yeah, it was fun.
How long did you sleep after that game? It must have been like 11 or 12 hours.
I think, unfortunately, we had to get on a bus the next morning to go home, which was very unfortunate, but I know I slept well that next night.
Well, what will you take away from your college hockey experience when you look back on it now?
Yeah, I mean, I think just I'm grateful for all the experiences I had and the friends and teammates I have for life, and just happy that COVID brought me a new experience as well at Penn State, and just couldn't have asked for a better 5 years, and just proud of everything and the challenges that I overcame and accomplishments that I had on all the teams that I was a part of.
Well, we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
I'm a big country music fan, so I like country music.
Nice. Any go-to artists specifically? I know Luke Combs and sort of Morgan Wallen are the go-to now, I feel like.
Yeah, I was going to say Luke Combs. I like listening to him.
Nice, nice. I do like his cover of Fast Car. That's a good song. So now, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
So I was thinking about this, and I think some of the different female people in the NHL, so like your Cami Granato and other women working in the NHL, I think it would be cool to have lunch with them and kind of see that dynamic of them in that setting.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like for me, I would want to talk to either Kendall Coyne Schofield, because I know she's with Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, and then probably AJ Molesko, because I think she's one of the top analysts, and obviously she played college hockey with Harvard and had a lot of success there, so I'd love to hear what that was like.
Yeah.
Now, what was your most embarrassing hockey moment that you can think of?
So I don't know if I can think of like a specific moment, but I know I've done this before. Stepping on the ice with my skate guards is always like,
yeah,
not embarrassing. So I would say that, but I can't remember like recently a specific time that happened, but I've definitely done it multiple times.
Who on the Colgate or Penn State women's hockey team has had the best style off the ice besides yourself, obviously?
I don't know if I would say myself, but this past year at Penn State, I noticed Mallory Uline and Maya Vaslett have really great style off the ice. So props to them.
Anyone on Colgate?
I mean, a lot of people do have great style, but I can't say one in particular.
All right. I get it. One last non-hockey question is, what's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
Oh, wow. Interesting thing I've read or seen this week. Okay, well, I've been really into the Titan submersible drama, so I've been reading up on that. I mean, I think that is crazy, yeah. But also yeah. Interesting. So,
very, yeah.
But interesting.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you on it. I also feel like, I don't know why anyone would want to do that personally. Like, you can just look up what the Titanic looks like on YouTube and not have to do that. So I don't know. That's just my opinion. I wouldn't want to be in a submarine that you can't get out of for hours. And yeah, just, it does not look like, I'm very claustrophobic, so it just does not look very fun.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to some hockey questions now. First one is, what advice would you give younger players who are listening to this podcast on what it takes to be a D1 hockey player like yourself?
A couple things come to mind. I would just say to have fun and work hard. I think those, obviously, that's cheesy to say, but I think it really takes you a long way if you're working hard and then finding ways to have fun while you're working hard. And then just to control what you can control. Like, there's obviously a lot of different things that go on during a hockey game and outside of a hockey game that can impact you and the outcomes that you have. So, but you can't control some of those things. So just take what you can and what you can do to make the situation better. And again, have fun, work hard.
Any shout outs you want to give to your family members or friends, former teammates, and who should we have on the podcast next?
I mean, shout out my family and then Colgate and Penn State women's hockey. You guys are the best. And then I think someone funny to have on the podcast next would be Maeve Connolly from Penn State women's ice hockey.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Elri, for coming on the pod. I appreciate your time. It means a lot to myself, and I wish you all the best next season in Europe. I know you're going to do great, and can't wait. Just want to say you're a great player and great person, and I appreciate you taking the time and having this conversation with me.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
One step forward and another back. I would never try to fool ya. I'm one heartbeat away from going mad. Girl, when you look like that. Closer, closer, I'ma get closer to you. Yeah, got me, baby. Got me hooked on you once again.